speak to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, when you're navigating from one location to another, be it by car or by boat or by airplane or even by foot, it is essential that if you're going to get to your destination, that you stay on course. Because on any path or course, if you're walking in the right direction, there are really kind of three places you can be as you're walking toward your destination. You can be straight, right where you should be, aligned. Or you can be to the left of the path. You can be to the right of the path. And when you're traveling a good distance, significant distance, even a slight error in navigation can change your course and take you miles and miles and miles away from your desired destination. And this is true also of our Christian walk. And today in our readings, we are taught that to walk as a disciple of Christ Jesus, it is essential that we are sensitive and aware of this very fact. To recognize how easy it is to stray off course, even by small errors that may deceptively seem to be of little consequence at the time, and to constantly monitor that course in which we walk. We are to walk the path that we are called to walk. Sounds simple, right? But it's true. We're called to walk the path we're called to walk. Not stepping to the left or to the right. Not stepping in our own desires or towards those worldly temptations that constantly bombard us. We are to be true to our calling. We are to be the servant God has created us to be. Nothing more, nothing less. Because be it more or less than what we are called to serve is to step to the left or to the right of the path that we're called to travel, to follow, to walk in this Christian walk that we walk. Our gospel reading reveals the apostles today. The apostles, get this, the apostles of Christ Jesus commanding him. Y'all catch that? Did y'all notice that in your reading? They're commanding Jesus. Increase our faith. Commanding Jesus. Jesus agrees. He agrees that they indeed have little faith. They agree that the command is necessary. But he uses this opportunity to teach them. And of course, because we have the record of Luke's gospel, to teach us as well. An important reminder of what it means to be an obedient servant. Because you see, a servant is one that is focused on duty. A servant is one that is focused on duty with no sense of entitlement whatsoever. Only a sense of duty. The duty that the master has called the servant to perform. Jesus reminds and he teaches that the servant is not entitled to some measure greater than what the master sets before them. Only to do as the master says. No entitlement. The servant in the parable that Jesus presents is in the field working. He's in the field working, doing whatever work he's doing in the field. And when he comes from the field, his duty is to serve the master, to prepare the meal, the food, and the drink, and to make himself presentable by dressing appropriately as he serves that meal. And after the master has had his fill, and only after the master has had his fill, is it appropriate for the servant then to also eat and to drink, and to eat and drink that which was left for him by the master. The apostles here were claiming some sense of entitlement, you see, by trying to command the master to give me more faith. And in the parable, Jesus is telling them He's telling them something that God also spoke to St. Paul. And Paul writes about it in 2 Corinthians. As God tells Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. So the servant has a duty, and in obedience makes themselves weak. Makes themselves weak, makes themselves obedient, that the master's power may be made perfect through their obedience. The call of duty bestowed upon the faithful servant is to be pursued in weakness, surrendering one's will to the power and the command of the master, not going ahead of the master, nor lagging behind the master, not straying to the left or to the right, but being steadfast in both pace and purpose, and also focus to stay on the path that they are to follow. Now, this past Monday, some of y'all were here, we witnessed the witness of the servant's call, the display of a servant's call as Peter Levasseur was ordained to the diaconate. Here at St. Matthias, he has a call and a path. That call and path has led him to holy orders in God's one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And his call is very similar to what we see in our reading to Timothy. Paul writes to Timothy. It's a call that Timothy assumed, a call that Paul assumed. Paul reminds Timothy in his writings that he himself was called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. And through Christian faith and witness of Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, that Timothy was raised in a faith that in great part prepared him for this call of ministry, the path that he was to walk, a ministry that is now conferred to him, Paul says, by the laying on of hands, by the laying on of hands of Paul himself. And those laying on of hands established the flame of the gift of God now burning within him, his calling to serve in that ministry role, his duty to preach and to teach and to witness to the gospel. Now, Peter, like myself, received our holy orders, our call to holy orders, that conferred to us by laying on of hands of our bishop, Mark Lawrence. And Mark Lawrence stands in an unbroken line of bishops having hands laid upon them, step by step, person by person, all the way back to the apostles. And he must guard, like Timothy, that good deposit that Paul writes of, that good deposit that Timothy is entrusted with. And so to myself, and so to Peter, and so to you, each one of us. Each one of us is bestowed upon themselves a good deposit, a calling, in which we are empowered to express, to walk. The question is, what is the good deposit that is bestowed upon you? Do you know it? Have you worked that out? Sometimes it takes a while to figure that out in discernment and prayer. It's not always clear. It's not always easy. It may be like Lois, the grandmother, who is called to serve in duty by simply carrying a sincere faith. Or maybe Lois's daughter, Eunice, who accepted the gift of that sincere faith and in servant duty as a parent, passed it along to Timothy, her son, which prepared him for the service that he was called for. See, we all have a path to walk. We all have a duty to serve. The first step along the path of faithful discipleship is to actually find that path. And once it is found to, and this is the hard part, once it is found to be willing to step in faith upon it and begin to follow it and begin to walk it. And so ministry, people like myself, often focus on this particular part, this particular aspect of Christian discipleship. And rightfully so, because it is the beginning, and without the beginning, there is no following, right? So we focus on this beginning part. What is your path? What are you to walk? How are you to find which direction you are to go? But once one has found their path, lest they be neglected, their servant duty, their place in service within the body of Christ has been found, and they're living a life of obedience to the call, now requires continuing and strengthening of that navigational focus. That navigational focus. So on the one hand, again, we're not to lag behind in disobedience to our call of that servant duty. But on the other hand as well, Jesus teaches us today that we are also not to go in front of this call of servant duty, which I believe is probably the number one tendency, the most common tendency and temptation that the mature or maturing Christian faces. For those firmly on the Christian path, it is imperative to take care, avoiding that tendency of an ever-growing temptation to want to command God in what we desire, to command God in what we want, to command God where we want to go in our service and duty, just as the apostles walking with Jesus have done in our gospel. It's our first choice. Our first choice, if we are to walk in a Christian faith, is whether or not we are willing to become the master's servant. Straightforward question, or reality. It's the first choice. And if we make that choice, and if we are in Christ, if we desire to follow Him, to be His disciple, we must first surrender our lives, our wills, our hearts in faith to Him, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in every way, in every way. And this now sets our feet upon the path of Christian discipleship. This puts our journey in the hope of the eternal salvation before us, sets our trajectory. And this is where we begin to find our servant duty, using the gifts the Creator has gifted us with in obedience with His call. This is where we begin our journey. This is where we find our path. This is where we grab our compass and begin to find our direction. And then we pray. And then we study. And then we commune and we grow. We continue to be guided as we grow in our service, obedient to the call, setting before the Master the best food and drink we can produce. We are dressed in our best dress, joyfully waiting for the Master to finish the meal before we begin. This is where we remain focused on our compass heading, as we collectively proclaim the words that Jesus says we should proclaim when we serve. We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Because ultimately, when we wrap it all together, whether one is just beginning a Christian walk, or whether one is well along their path in their Christian walk, the key to the safe navigation, to staying true on the path that leads to our target destination, that is eternal salvation, is simply one word: humility. Simply humility. Humility to be a servant of duty and not entitlement. That's what Jesus reminds the apostles of today. You know, humility to me, I think of it as that magnetic north. We're talking about traveling, right? The magnetic north of the navigating soul. It's setting the compass rose true and steady, lending the repentant Christian servant, leading the repentant Christian servant to the foot of the throne of God, where we will one day stand and join our voices and say, we're unworthy servants. We're unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. with the hope of hearing the response being, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And as we dwell with him forever, having been delivered by the path under our feet to our eternal home, we are to take care to navigate this path well, to be steady and true along this path, to serve, to serve, to serve, to serve the Master with joyful humility. For it is only along this path that we will find that narrow door, that narrow door that is Christ Jesus, which leads us to eternal salvation, our final destination. Amen.